Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, Rustenburg 30.
Let's have a look at what's happening on the road. Cedar Road West, there's an accident, unfortunately. It's at Champagne Estate, so no chasing there. Please be safe on the roads. Midrand on the N1 North, it's slow. That is on your way to the Clue Interchange.
Justice Minister Thembi Simelane has admitted to receiving a commercial loan from Gunda Wealth Solutions, a company that brokered unlawful investments into the now defunct VBS Mutual Bank. She, however, says the money was not from VBS Mutual Bank. Simelane is appearing before the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Justice following allegations that she benefited from VBS. She told the committee that all the money has since been paid back.
I was advised against the withdrawal of the retirement savings that I spoke about. And in those discussions, Gundu then informed me and advised of a loan product that they have that I could access. In consideration for the options, Gundu was not a service provider, as I had said. There existed no conflict, in my view, in securing a loan from Gundu.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says government remains committed to addressing unemployment. This after the country's unemployment rate increased to 33.5% in the second quarter of 2024. Mashatile spoke at the National Economic Development and Labour Council's 29th annual summit in Johannesburg this morning.
The Government of National Unity has resolved to dedicate the next 5 years to actions that will advance three strategic priorities: to drive inclusive growth and job creation, to reduce poverty and tackle the high cost of living, and to build a capable, ethical and developmental state.
The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has called for the cancellation of driving license card contract awarded to French firm IDEMIA. The organization raised concerns about irregularities in the bidding process and significant budget overruns. ALTA's Wayne Duvenage welcomes Transport Minister Barbara Creasy's decision to investigate the tender.
The list of irregularities is long and they are growing by the hour, literally, as more and more people and companies come forward with their experiences of the driver's license card account authorities who manage this tender and how they have been manipulating and interfering.
Human Rights Watch has welcomed the release of several Ethiopian opposition politicians after 4 years behind bars. Those released belong to Oromo Liberation Front, which considers itself a mouthpiece of the Oromo people. They account for a third of Ethiopia's 100 million people, but have long complained of marginalization. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. And Madrid is following a decision by other world cities to ban rental e-scooters from October because of the risk they pose to pedestrians. For fans, e-scooters are a transport revolution, allowing commuters to zip around crowded cities at minimal cost. For detractors, they are injury-inducing street litter and hipsters' plague on peaceful pedestrians. I'm Milpinaro with Nisiri. The Minister van Justisie sê sy het 'n lening van Gondo Wealth aanvaar.
Baie dankie, Miel. Hier is jou musiekopad in die volgende 30 minute.
Jacaranda FM. More music you love.
Indeed, this is home of more music you love.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do.
On Jacaranda FM.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know it.